Hello and welcome to A Journey to a Self-Discovery. I'm Sophia Damova, your host, a published author and a creator of a revolutionary transformational tools to catapult you to mega success using my holistic approach. In this podcast, I invite you to come with an open mind and a receiving heart. I will be sharing with you my journey from a big dreamer with not even knowing what my purpose was to where I am now, running a successful global coaching business and helping women from all over the world do the same, reach their full potential and expressing themselves through business. I did so by discovering who I truly was and integrating the knowledge into everything I did. This is when the magic happened. Come with me on this journey and let the inspiration you get from it ignite those sparks within you so you can awaken your inner superstar and shine brightly. Very, very special day. First, because this is my very first episode I'm recording while being another 3 months traveling across Europe. And I'm recording this episode from the conference room of a 5-star hotel in Montenegro. So more on that later. But mainly because of the very special guest, who actually doesn't even need an introduction because we all know who she is. So today's topic is turning your expertise and knowledge into a profitable digital course. And I'm thrilled to have a master of turning your expertise and knowledge into a profitable digital course, Annie Porterfield. Annie is also a host of the Top Marketing Podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. And I'll share a little bit about her. Before Annie was a multi-million dollar course creator, she worked with mega brands like Harley Davidson and peak performance coach Tony Robbins. Through her Digital Course Academy and her podcast, Annie provides step-by-step approach, and I can attest to it. Annie is one of the most amazing trainers and teachers in the online space today. And I can personally share all this because I'm a member of Digital Course Academy, DCA, and having heard of Annie for ages, I'm so lucky to become her student last year and going through the process of creating and launching my very first digital course. And here I am. Annie has had a profound impact on my life and business. So please help me welcome Annie Porterfield.
Well, hello there. Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so excited. If somebody told me a year ago I would be recording an interview with you, having my own podcast show, like I just wouldn't believe that. No way.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is going to be a fun conversation. And I just have to say from the start, here you are in this luxury, beautiful hotel on this 3-month, you said 3 months, right? That you're going to be traveling.
Yes.
And you've got this online business and your coaching and your digital course. You are a perfect example of why I do what I do, because I believe that building a digital course and building an online business should give you more freedom, freedom to work when you want, where you want, how you want to work and show up in your life the way you want to show up. And you are a perfect example of that. So when I heard that that's what you're doing right now, I'm like, this is why I do what I do. So you can love your life and love your business. So I'm really excited to chat with you.
Thank you, Annie. Yeah, I'm very excited because that was my ultimate goal, to live this lifestyle, to be able to just jump on a plane, go somewhere, work from my laptop and do what I really love doing, just an extension of who I am really. And this all started with the creating my own digital course. So the story how it all happened, about 2 years ago, when I had no intention to starting a coaching business, despite being qualified for years and years before, written and published my self-help book in English, I was going through a lot of personal transformation and I just knew I had something in me. I originally come from Russia, so I learned so much on the way, like took so many different courses, had all these experts. And I thought, how do I help people like in English speaking world who don't know all these like magical tricks? And it's all to do with personal development, looking better, younger, and all of these things together. I thought that would be a perfect digital course. That was about 2 years ago, but I had no clue how to actually put it in a course. I wasn't following anyone. I was all alone, just with that idea. And I had an idea and I completely forgot about it the day after. So what happened of course, it was a seed planted. And then about a year later, I was already a coach, and it was about 6 months into my coaching career, having had my first successful five-figure launch or my group coaching experience. And it was total success, but I was so burned out. I literally could not even switch a button on my computer. I thought, oh my God, how am I going to help my clients? I just signed up all these beautiful ladies and I cannot help them. And then I had this idea, things I already knew all my life and been practicing for 18 years. I had to book a retreat and go away on my own. So I told my husband, give me 10 days, I'll come back as a different person. So trust me. And I have never done this before with him. So that was very weird. He's like, okay, I'm sure you know what you're doing. So I went away, again, no plan, nothing. Just like was going there to get some clarity on what to do next. And then after a couple of days of doing the practices, a bit of meditation, yoga, and all that stuff I'm teaching now in my own course, there was an email about Digital Course Academy. So random. I read it. There was no plan to create a course, just it emphasizes how like absolutely random. So the time, the divine time, like couldn't stress enough how important. So I read that email, it was from one of the affiliates, and I just knew instantly, like my intuition told me, this is it. You have to get it, even though you don't know what to do with it yet, because I had no plan to create a digital course. Literally, after I pressed the button, I became a member of DCA. I think I was probably one of the first people to get it. I didn't go to the webinar. I didn't go to the masterclass. I didn't need to be sold. It was instant. Literally, next day, I had the whole course downloaded. Like, I knew exactly what it's going to be. Obviously, before I went through DCA, I didn't know how to do it properly, like step-by-step process and all that. I just knew. I had the concept in my head. So the rest is history. It took me 6 months from the beginning to actually launching it. It was a four-figure launch. I'm still very happy with it. So
nice.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, I didn't expect to make $50,000 from the first launch, honestly.
Right.
Yeah, but I was very happy with the result. And I know this is just the beginning and it's going to be a major asset to my business. I've already been using it in so many different ways, sort of as an extra. So the inception moment, that's what kind of I'm bringing it all to it. It was such an important moment for me, like how it happened. And that's why I put even bigger sort of how important it was to do the DCA for me. It was not just something like I planned for a long time. The way it happened for me is already like a miraculous thing. So my first question, how did it happen for you, Amy? Because how did you come up with DCA concept and what led to that?
Oh, such a good question. So when I was working for Tony Robbins, I worked with him for about 7 years. So I was the director of content development. I got to travel the world with Tony and work on the content that he did at events like you would know, Unleash the Power Within, where you walk across the hot coals, or Date with Destiny, where you work on yourself and your relationships. So I got to do amazing things in this organization. But I got to that point where I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to work when I wanted to work, how I wanted to work, where I wanted to work, exactly what you are doing right now. Now, I'm not at a 5-star luxury hotel. I am in my house in Nashville, but I still feel like I have a lot of freedom to do what I want. So to go back to those days, I thought, okay, I'm going to go out on my own and create my own business. And took me about a year to take the leap, leave corporate and start my own thing. But I wanted to create digital courses so that I could teach what I knew about online marketing, but I didn't know how to create a digital course. And so the first time that I did it, I made a whopping $267, where I thought I would make like $100,000, because it feels like everybody else is making 5-6 figures with their digital courses, which is not true. Usually the first time out, it's a little bit rough. So I was devastated. I thought I was a failure.
Oh my God.
But I knew I didn't want to go back to a job. So I thought, I got to figure this out. So fast forward a few months and I tried it again. And I picked up from where I left off. I learned from a lot of my mistakes that I made. And slowly but surely, it started to work. I made a little bit more money and then I made a lot more money. And so to get to Digital Course Academy, which is the signature course that I have today, back in the day, I created a course called Webinars That Convert. And Webinars That Convert was all about webinars, of course. Mm-hmm. And people would go through the program and they'd say, this is great, Amy. I can't wait to do my first webinar, but I have nothing to sell. So then I created Courses That Convert to teach people how to create courses so that they had something to sell. But having those two programs separate just felt off to me. And so a few years ago in 2018, I decided to merge two programs together, but make them a million times better. Wow. So I went back to the drawing board and I started to create how to create and launch a digital course from scratch, knowing nothing about courses, knowing nothing about how to get started. So that's when I decided to put it together into one course, Digital Course Academy. And the rest is history, because the results that people have gotten from DCA have literally just astounded me. And we just continue to make the course better year after year. So that's essentially how I got here. But let me tell you, it was a rocky road in the beginning with my own digital courses. I really struggled not knowing what to do, which is why I wanted to create a course so other people would know what to do from the get-go.
It's such a relief to hear that, that it's not just like you create a course and straight away it has to be a successful one. And
Amy,
the queen of digital course creator, yes. You still, like, it took you a while, quite a few years, to get to the point where what even this year the DCA is already changing a little bit, meaning you're still improving it, right?
Yes, always improving it. You know, I only teach what I do. I only teach what I know. And so I have to get out there and experiment and try new things and figure out what's working now. You know, the online landscape changes every single year. And so I'm always updating my program, but I'm never starting from scratch. And that's the beautiful thing. Anybody listening right now who's thinking about maybe wanting to create a digital course, a few things I want to tell you. Number one, everybody has a digital course in them. And the reason I know this is you only need a 10% edge. So basically, you need to have gotten results for yourself or for somebody else, a family member, a client, a customer. You've gotten results, and now you're willing to teach other people how you got those results through a roadmap or a step-by-step guide. And that's your digital course. And so I know that everyone has gotten results in their life, their business life. So everyone has a digital course. And the other thing to remember is you only need one digital course to be profitable. And the reason I know that to be true is I teach my students, let's create this important asset, but then let's continue to launch it over and over again. The same course, just you make it better. So whether you live launch it or put it on automation for evergreen, however you want to do it, I teach both ways. But let's just create one thing and make it better. The best entrepreneurs, the most profitable entrepreneurs, are those that refuse to always reinvent the wheel. Starting from scratch, every single time you want a new offer, every single time you want to make some money, will slow you down and likely burn you out. So that's why I love digital courses, because I continue to launch the same course just better every single year.
It makes so much sense. For many people in my audience who are listening to this podcast or watching the video, it's about creating not just a business we love, but the life we love. So we can just be free to do whatever we want on our terms, and not just being financially independent, but having the time to enjoy the money we're making, to be able to travel, to run the business in a way which doesn't even feel like you're running a business. Like, literally, my day-to-day is just, you know, spend half a day on the beach with my sister who came to visit me, then, you know, jump here on an interview with you and going back to the beach. That always been a dream of mine. And I know a lot of people listening to this thinking, oh my God, but it sounds like it's such a big job to do. And being honest here, it's not that easy. It doesn't happen in a week time, right? It's a process. Like, it took me 6 months to create this course. And this is something you have to be ready. Like, you have to have this mindset that you're creating an asset for life. It's not just something.
Yes. Let's talk about that. Because I have some of my students who create their course in 60 days or 90 days or 6 months or a year. I give lifetime access into Digital Course Academy, and I let everybody go at their own pace. I just virtually hold your hand through the process. But I love that you gave yourself 6 months, because you have a busy business, you have a busy life, and not just being busy, you want to enjoy your life as well. And there's never been a successful student of mine who has ever said, that took me too long. Once they're successful, whether it took them 6 months, a year, 3 months, whatever it might be, they never say that took too long. They're just celebrating their wins and they want to do it over and over again. So I think giving yourself grace and saying, this is what my life is right now, and I'm going to take this one step at a time. That's how you win. You don't judge yourself for this is too slow. This is taking too long. That does not serve you at all. So I love that you gave yourself 6 months to create this important asset.
I actually didn't think it was that long. I felt like I was just following the steps and I had to record in different countries and it was like many parts to it. And there was quite deep research behind it. So for me, 6 months felt like absolutely like good, you know.
That's beautiful to hear. That's exactly how it should be.
How do you define financial freedom? Not financial freedom, but freedom in general.
Ooh, I love this question because one of the things, my main messaging around, I don't create digital courses or I don't teach people how to create digital courses because I'm obsessed with digital courses. I love them, but it's not like I have to talk about them morning, noon, and night. The reason why I teach people how to create digital courses is because I know it's a vehicle to more freedom. So when I talk about freedom, I talk about lifestyle freedom, like what you're living right now, creativity freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, all of that, whatever that means to you. So for me, what it means is that I am working when I want to work, how I want to work, and where I want to work. I look at freedom as I get to call the shots. You know, I love Tony Robbins. I loved working for him, and I felt very fortunate. He paid me well. He treated me well. But at the end of the day, I was on his schedule, yes, doing his work. And I wanted to create something of my own. That's the freedom that I wanted. I wanted to spend time with my husband and son when I wanted to do so. I wanted to take the trips when I wanted to. But that doesn't mean I don't work really hard. I spent a lot of my life working, but I actually genuinely enjoy it. That's freedom to me as well, enjoying the work that I'm actually doing. Yeah. So I think it's a very personal interpretation of what that word means for you. But I think what's important is you define it. What does freedom mean to you? And then go out and make that happen. How are you going to get that kind of freedom? I think the clarity around it is so important.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. A lot of people who listen to this episode, perhaps thinking, okay, I might have a course in me, but where do I start? It's like, it feels like there's so many parts, so many moving objects. And how do you become successful? Because obviously, looking at all these students, thousands of them, so many success stories and like people making 5-6 figure launches. Like, do I really have it in me? Like, where do I start? What's the very, very beginning of it?
Yes. So a lot of people that come into my world, one of the reasons they want to create a digital course is that they're doing one-on-one work and they know trading time for dollars will only get them so far in terms of financial freedom and lifestyle freedom. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my students, like I'm thinking about one woman specifically, she helps people write fiction books. And so she was doing that one-on-one and then realized, you know, this is burning me out. This is really hard working with so many one-on-one clients. So she decided to take what she did with one-on-one clients and make it into a digital course. Sure, she had to tweak some things, change some things around. But with her first course, she made 5 figures and then she went on to make 6 figures. And what's so beautiful about that is that now she has more freedom to do so. So one of the very first, to answer your question, one of the very first things that you want to do is you want to ask yourself, what could I create a course around? Where have I gotten results? And take some notes, brainstorm some ideas. You might have one idea, you know, this is the idea. Maybe you have a few different ideas. And which one lights you up the most? Which one would you be willing to work on, even if things get kind of tough or confusing, you got to figure out, but you love this topic. So thinking about the course topic is a really, really great place to start. And I know that you know this, but I have a boot camp coming up. It's called Course Confident. And the first thing I do in Course Confident with my boot camp members is I help you choose your topic. And I take you through 4 different quadrants that you're going to explore. And as you explore those 4 quadrants, you will get a very clear idea of your course topic after exploring those. So that's one of the things I love to take my students through.
That's a great example. Thank you. Yeah, because I kind of skipped that part. For me, course happened before I even started the DCA. But then I love the step-by-step approach. Everything which is like blueprint, roadmap, I think it really helps to sort of show you the direction. Of course, you might arrive at a completely different destination, but just having that sort of something you can rely on and feel safe, That's so important, especially in the situation in the world like what's happening right now. I mean, me knowing, you know, the situation happening in Ukraine, a lot of people in England, inflation rising, like people losing jobs. It's kind of scary time. And having something like that asset, which you can scale and keep selling and launch again and again, that will bring you the safety and the knowing that you can rely on yourself, not depending on somebody else to pay you salary or just not relying on anyone else in anything.
Yes, and absolutely.
What would you say, like, does it make creating digital course even more important and a better time than ever, considering the situation happening in the world?
Yes. When you look at the world as a whole and you start to think, oh my gosh, it feels very uncertain. It feels very scary. There's things that are happening that are out of your control. One of the things that is beautiful about a digital course is that not only can you work on it when you on your time, in your location, wherever you are in the world, you can always bring your business with you. But more importantly, when you have a digital course, you're inviting people in a way that they don't have to travel to you. It's a lot less expensive than getting education in person, depending on what they want to learn. And you get to teach the masses. And so a digital course fits into an uncertain world. And why I know this firsthand is that many of my students' digital course businesses shot through the roof during COVID because people weren't traveling. They weren't able to, you know, do the things they normally were doing. And they were starting to not spend as much money. And digital courses can be a more affordable option to learn the things you want to learn. So I saw digital course businesses explode for my students, and my business exploded during COVID. And I expect to see that again as we head into a recession, as things start to, of course, still remain uncertain in that way. So I do think it's a beautiful time for digital courses because of all of that.
And also people who still probably into the, having jobs and not ready to be an entrepreneur completely, like fully fledged entrepreneur.
Oh, let's talk about that. I love that you brought that up. So I'm passionate about helping people eventually leave their 9-to-5 job, their corporate job, and move into starting an online business. But I'm also passionate about saying, why not start a side hustle while you're still in that 9-to-5 job? A 9-to-5 job can give you security, can give you benefits. You've got that weekly paycheck or the bi-weekly paycheck. And so having that, but also starting something on the side that maybe will bloom into your full-time business, maybe not. Maybe it's just a little extra cash or a creative outlet. So many of my digital course students, they actually start their digital course as a side hustle while keeping their 9-to-5 job. And they're able to balance that. The important thing is finding the time to work on it. Yes. And you've got to ask yourself, how important is this? Bringing in that extra cash, having that creative outlet, maybe building it into a full-time thing. How important is that to you? And if it's a priority, you will find the time for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, especially being in DCA when you know, there's a time frame and the community is so helpful.
You can have accountability. All
the... Yes.
Yeah.
I think being in DCA, just having a course is one thing, but being in a community, that would probably made me create a course in the, you know, in the time frame I wanted to create it. But otherwise, you just, you know, too many things get in the way, right? So it's such an important thing to be part of the community or Momentum as well. I was a part of Momentum till recently. So that helped a lot.
Yes.
Tell us about the bootcamp more, because I know the waitlist is open now for DCA, but bootcamp will be the next step for people who are interested and want to know more about it.
Okay, so I'm going to be opening the doors to Digital Course Academy a little bit later. I only open them once a year for a very short period of time, and then I work with my students for 9 weeks once they enroll. But before I open the doors to Digital Course Academy, I like people to experience what a course might look like in their business. Are they ready for a digital course? Is it a good fit for them and their business and their lifestyle? So I do this bootcamp. It's called Course Confident. It's $47, the cheapest thing I offer. And for 5 days, I go through trainings and live Q&As, and I'm in the group live online with my bootcampers as we go through, one, choosing your course topic. I'll take you through the four quadrants. I call it the sweet spot. Number two, I teach people how to choose what type of course they want to create. There's three profitable types of courses. I take them through each of them. They get to decide what type of course they create, and that determines how much you charge for it. So then we get into the fun discussion of how much money could you make with a digital course as we crunch the numbers and you choose what you want to charge for your course. And then we get into growing your audience so you actually have people to market to when you're ready to sell your course. So course topic, course pricing, course growing your audience. These are all things that we get into in the bootcamp. And then I do a lot of Q&A and a lot of engagement with my students. So it's over a really short period of time, but we get a lot done. And you'll leave with more confidence and clarity if a course is right for you.
And that's the most important thing, clarity and confidence. Because then you can use this momentum to actually go and create the course and all the foundations will be covered. And
absolutely.
That sounds so exciting because last year we didn't have that. So this is something new, right?
This is something new. I've done a boot camp earlier this year, a little bit different, and it went so well. I thought I'm going to do one for courses and I'm going to make it even better. So I know you have a special link to that. I think you're going to put it in your show notes.
Yes, I will do that. Yeah. So perfect. People can jump on the wait list and go do that literally for $47. You can change your life potentially. So it's not something to overthink. And I think another thing in this industry, we have so many things going on, masterclasses, webinars, people like subscribe to everything. But unless you start doing something, nothing will ever change. And you can not possibly mess it up, right? There's no failure. I don't believe in the world of failure. You just keep doing it and pivoting and changing and improving until it works. And there's only one way to go.
It's so true.
Yes.
And it allows you, this bootcamp allows you to kind of get in the game, see what's right for you, get into action, get some momentum. Momentum creates that clarity, and that clarity will get you the results you want. So this is just a great opportunity to kind of test the waters.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that myself because I'm sure a lot of people from my audience would love to be a part of it. And I have lots of...
And I know you're going to be in there, so that will be a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely. Before we wrap it up, if you were to start from the beginning, from very, very like scratch, what advice would you give to yourself?
Ooh, if I were to be starting over, like just from the beginning, but all have all the knowledge that I have over the last 13 years, one of the things, well, I would do three things, and two of them are tactical and one is the mindset. Let's start with the mindset.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that really managing your mindset, fueling your mind, reading the books, listening to the podcasts that inspire you, keep you on track, show you what's possible. That's so important. So fuel your mind every single day with inspiration so that you will keep moving forward, so that you know what's possible and you're going to go for it. Very, very important. The second thing is that I would start growing my email list. And this is something I teach in Digital Course Academy. This is something we'll talk about in the boot camp. You've got to start growing your email list. And that's something that is a little bit challenging for people just starting out. So I make it as easy as possible. But always growing your email list is important to the growth of your business. And I think the third thing is really allowing yourself to have the confidence to know, I can teach a digital course. I wish in the beginning someone said, Amy, you absolutely have what it takes to create a digital course. All you need is a mentor to follow and to teach you what you need to learn. So the third thing I'd say is find your mentor, whether it be me or somebody else. Choose somebody who has had success in their business and has a lifestyle that you admire and that you want to know how they did that, and learn everything you can from that mentor. That helped me immensely. I've had a few mentors along the way to get me to where I am today, and I couldn't have got here without them. Don't do it alone. You do not need to be lonely in entrepreneurship. Find your mentor. I would love to be your mentor on your digital course journey, but if I'm not a good fit for you, find somebody else who is, because you don't need to do it alone.
Thank you, Amy. Such a great advice. And obviously people looking at you, you're like amazing on camera, you have your presence. You didn't start like that, right? It took you some time to become what you are now, and it's absolutely fine.
It's always bizarre for me to hear anyone say that I do well on camera, because it's something that I've struggled with for years. I don't particularly love to have to jump on camera all the time. The secret is, if you told me I could have a thriving online business and never get on camera, I'd say, sign me up. But that is not the case. And so the reason, if you think I seem confident on camera, it's because I just keep doing it. I just keep showing up, because there's many, many videos in the past where I wasn't as confident, but I at least showed up. You gotta just show up. The more you do it, the easier it is. That I know firsthand.
Exactly. And it has been an absolute honor. I'm still kind of pinching myself that I'm interviewing you here.
Oh, I'm so glad we did this. Thank you so much.
And I would love to inspire and encourage everyone. If you're thinking about creating a digital course or you want to learn more about it, you want to find out more about it, then Bootcamp is the perfect place to start. Get on the wait list so you don't miss all the amazing content Emmy is about to share there. And thank you for listening for today's podcast episode and watching it on the Facebook profile or YouTube. Hit the subscribe button and follow us. And Emmy, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.